Heyo, we're the Royons. I'm Savannah.
And I'm Patrick.
And welcome to our podcast, The Scheme of Life, Husband and Wife Edition. Hey guys, welcome to our first episode. We're so excited to be here and be doing this. Patrick?
Yeah, very excited to do this with my lovely wife.
We're excited, we're nervous. This is our first time ever doing a podcast. It's something we talked about for a while, so we just decided to jump on board. One of our friends was doing it, and we were like, that's a super cool idea. So we decided to jump in. We really hope you enjoy listening. We're just trying to figure out what this channel is going to be about. We're going to be talking about different subjects that come to our mind. So, you know, we're married, so marriage topics, we have a kid topics,
whiskey topics,
wine topics. We're having a little drink here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exciting. This first episode will be about us. We're going to tell you, you may know us, you may not. And even if you do know us, maybe you'll learn something new about us. We're going to kind of deep dive in, tell our story, and then get into some funny questions.
These were supposed to be deep topics?
Okay, maybe they're not deep topics, but you'll get to know about us. Okay, so how did we meet, babe?
Is that the first question?
No, just we're going to tell the story about how we met in our life first.
Oh, well, I mean, it's a, you know, it's a classic fairy tale story. Two kids meeting at a mall. You know, very American story, I think. And it was pretty cool. Met through, you know, a friend that we both had. And just met at a mall. You know, I had the typical backwards hat on.
No, you didn't have a backwards hat on. We met from a friend that was Patrick's best friend, Katie. She's like, you have to meet my friend. And so we met at the South Center Mall, and there was a couple other people there. And Patrick had his spiky hair all gelled up, and he had white sunglasses on the back of his head. And I was like, oh my God,
Well, where else are you going to keep sunglasses? Put them in the pocket, they get scratched up. You can put it on your, you know, on your shirt, but then you're going to...
They go on top of your head or
in your pocket. But then you screw up your hair. That's the whole point of having in the back.
So this is how we met.
Everybody knows.
Anyway.
It's all about the hair.
We had fun. We had a good time. And then...
Don't forget the highlights.
Patrick waited 3 days to text me. 3 whole days. He's very proud of those 3 days.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game, man. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, goodness. So, 3 whole days, and I remember the exact time he texted me. I was in history class. I was in high school as a junior, and, no, a sophomore. I was a sophomore. It was the end of the year. He was a junior, and I got the text. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy texted me, and it just went from there. Do you remember our first date?
We went to see a movie, and I took you to, you know, the good old Chipotle.
And I had never been there before. Yep. What movie did we see?
We saw Night at the Museum. I think the first one.
The first Night at the Museum.
The coolest part about the old Chipotle was if you had a Kent School District ID, you got a free drink.
Really?
Yep. They stopped it for some stupid reason. Only cool thing about having a Kent School District ID. But that was exciting. That's $2 saved right there.
That is very, very cool. I don't think you got me. You probably paid for me.
I'm sure I was a gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
A thorough gentleman. You also got lost coming to my house, by the way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember I was in the parking lot of the Costco over there.
Mm.
And I called you, and I hated calling. And so,
well, yeah, because I lived, you know, in the country.
Okay,
Covington. The country.
Covington was the country back then. Yeah. So
for you city folk, you know, that barely got out.
Okay, so then
city girl sees one horse, you know, parked in the ranch and or in the country.
Where
are you living now, huh?
I saw somebody riding a horse somewhere down the street.
Well, I bet you they're millionaires. There's a big difference between, like, the country riding and what happens here.
And so the rest is history. We had some fun times. Patrick, I said, I love you first. We were on a walk. We actually live in the house now that we met in. So his childhood house in Covington.
So weird. Yeah, that's so weird.
We love it. He says it's weird, but we love it. And so there's like a pond and there's a trail. So we're walking Jasmine. And I literally stopped him and I looked at him and I was like, I love you. And I don't know what he said. I think he said nothing, but he hugged me and then we kept walking and it was super awkward. But you know what? I did not feel discouraged at all. I still thought you really liked me.
Well, so, I mean, yeah, I liked you.
I wasn't discouraged. Obviously. And then when did you say you love me?
I think it was the first year I was going to Europe.
It was like a month later after this.
Was it a month later?
It wasn't that far after.
So we were dating for what?
It was a short amount of time because we started dating in May. And so you left in like August. So it was only a couple months.
Man, you jumped on the I love you card really fast.
I loved you. I still love you.
Jeez. It's weird. It's too fast, man. That's how you scare a guy. Ladies. Just wait for him to say it first.
Or maybe you take from our story, we're happily ever after, and you just say how you feel, right?
Well, anyways, I told you in the most romantic way that a guy, any person, can say I love you. As soon as you're leaving to go to Europe.
For 3 months.
Well, so it was in August.
And
it must have been like June. So we were dating for 2 months.
Anyway, so...
She's moving really fast.
So he said, I love you, and I had to go get back in the car with his mother.
Well, I had to lock it down before I dip out of the country.
And I like, had to call you, so I called you, and I was like, are you fucking kidding me right now? This is ridiculous. So that happened. It was amazing. We had a lot of summers apart, and that was really hard, but I hung out with his friends, and it was fun, and we stayed together, and we had some hard times where we, split up. I know people always ask. First of all, people always ask us for dating advice. The fuck? We've been together for 10 years. Well, we've been dated for 10 years. We have relationship advice, well, but we don't have dating advice.
Right? So we were dating for, Jesus, 7-8 years?
We were in high school. Like, that's not dating. That's just being in a relationship.
There's a difference between your dating and your dating. You know, like, we have a few friends that are dating Tinder. Then we have a few friends that are dating. You know, they're moving together. They're doing all this stuff. That's dating.
Not dating.
What? I mean,
that's a relationship.
Dating. Okay, so that's what we're going to call it. So if you're in a long-term
relationship.
That's relationshiping, yeah. Not dating.
Yeah.
Okay.
A specific friend sometimes asks us for dating advice, and we're like... I mean, and you give him advice, and it's terrible advice.
What do you mean? It's prime time advice.
Move past that. I feel like sometimes when I'm moving about these subjects...
I think we need a vote. We need a third-party vote on some of this stuff.
All I'm thinking about is Seinfeld, where George and Susan are talking at the coffee shop, and they're talking about something. I forgot what it was. And Susan's like, can we move on to the next topic? And George is like... you're not supposed to ask if we can change the topic. It's just supposed to flow naturally. He was very offended by this.
Well, this is some good podcasting right here.
Next topic. Where were we in our story?
I left for a little bit.
We had love. We ended up going to college together. We went to Central.
Yep.
See-woo.
See what?
Go Wildcats.
Yep.
We're clearly super motivated about our college.
I have a hat right there. It says Siwu.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Nice friend.
I got a hat.
I have a hat. I have a shirt.
So what's going on? You have a diploma in your office.
I do. It's
double
hanging.
Diploma.
Yeah, we're super pumped about that.
Yeah, we go back all the time.
So what's your degree? Let's tell these people what we know.
I don't know. I haven't seen my degree in probably 2 years. Longer.
I know where it is.
Is it somewhere?
Mm-hmm.
Collecting dust. Anyways, it's a business degree.
What's it specializing in, sir?
Logistics and marketing. Done a little bit of the logistics part. Wish I did a little bit more of the marketing part. But it was a good time. Got to meet amazing people. It was freaking cold out there, but...
We still love it.
Yeah.
I love Ellensburg.
Love to go back. Shout out to Tav.
Oh,
man. Give me almost that went tub. There today, actually, as soon as we dropped
favorite,
off the kid.
Favorite time of the year is March Madness, where they serve the breakfast burger, and it has the donuts as the buns, and there's literally sausage, egg, and a burger.
Wow. Sometimes they get the burgers wrong where they decide to name it certain things, but Pat's hot mother isn't exactly.
That's a story for another day.
Exactly what to go to.
So you graduated, been together forever. There's lots of stories in between. I'm sure we'll get to some of them. And then at our graduation party, we had at a like high rise in Seattle by CenturyLink on the rooftop. So
bougie
pretty.
AF.
Bougie AF. Patrick's stepsister lived there. And he proposed to me there in front of everyone. And
you're
it was
welcome.
It was very magical and lovely, and it was amazing. Yeah. And then what'd we do?
Well, that was actually our going away party too. Because we were moving to Europe at time.
We had another going away party.
We had another one? Jesus, how many parties do people need?
Party?
And people starving in Africa, and we're having party after party. Anyway, so after that, we moved to Europe. Moved to Prague, to my mother country. And the plan was to be there for 3 to 5 years, you know, do the Europe thing and travel around and experience different cultures and areas. And I think we lasted 4 months before we had to dip out because we ran out of funds. I think we moved there with $10,000 or $11,000 in the bank, sold everything, sold the car, sold everything.
That could be another story. That could be another episode. Yeah. About what to do and not to do.
Yeah, I mean, if people are moving to another country, we can tell you what not to do. I'll tell you that much. Lesson learned. It was a good lesson.
It was a good experience. I still loved it.
Took us a while to kind of rebound from it, but we rebounded and here we are.
Yeah, then we moved to his mom's house, which is the house we're living in now, but with his parents. And
brutal.
We moved out like within a month. We got jobs within a month, like decent jobs, and moved into a crappy apartment, which we didn't know was crappy at the time.
God. When she says crappy, it was renovated.
Yeah, but crappily.
Crappily renovated.
And
the
then
cabinets
mold.
Were falling off, and the, I mean, everything was just falling off. And then
so bad. A
couple weeks in, just mold everywhere.
And I was so sick. It was ridiculous. So we ended up like getting money from them anyway. So then that pushed us to buy our condo, our first house, very soon. So we bought that, which is our like one of the best decisions we have ever made, and it was amazing. And we just sold it, and yeah, it was amazing. Anyway, so in our condo we got married. Well, we didn't get married in our
not
condo.
In the condo. Jesus Christ. It's not like my parents who got married, you know, in my grandma's apartment.
No, exactly.
It's not like that.
No, we planned
we're more
it,
bougie
you know,
than that
in
we'll
the
tell
condo.
You that much.
So we got married 2017. What day?
July 22nd?
What? Yeah.
Jesus, thank God. Usually I have to look at my calendar for that one.
So we've been married for what? Two years. Two years. Oh my gosh. But we've been together 10 years in 2019. We got together in 2009. So we're here. We're here for it.
It's good math.
Thank you. Okay. So that's kind of our story. Oh, then we had a kid.
Can't forget about that guy. Oh, man. I mean, there's stuff that happened in between that.
Oh, there's so much more. That's just the basics.
But yeah, we have a little 20-month-old.
He's
at grandma's right now.
He's at grandma's. We have a date night. Not every podcast will be done on a date night. But yeah, so we love him. He's adorable. If you don't know Oliver, you should. He's great. So we're gonna get into questions now. We just thought of some like fun questions. Maybe some are more pointed to experiences that we know that each other have had. So maybe a funny story behind them. Maybe just random questions. So hopefully we can make you laugh a little bit. I don't know if I should start with this one or not. No, full I won't. Send. I won't start with it. Best NHL experience so far.
Best NHL experience. That would have to be when we went to Newark. Newark. Well, it was a good time. It was a great time. Got to see New York a little bit and got to experience the 9/11 memorial. That was great. But NHL wise, it was fantastic. It was a game against Florida Panthers, New Jersey Devils, by the way. That's my team. Savannah kind of inherited that team as well.
Sure did.
And it was a great game. It was a great experience. That night, the Hawks were also playing the Saints at the same time. So for me, I had my New Jersey Devils jersey. And then underneath it, I had a Seahawks shirt. And so, we're drinking before the game. We're drinking after the game, during the game. And drinking a little too much. Too much for Newark. A little too much drinking
and
for
Newark area. And I wasn't even 21 yet.
Yeah, it was
and a little... And the bar was serving me, so we were, we were going for it.
Yeah. God, Newark is a scary place. It was a Penn Station or something?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, brutal. But anyways, there's a sky bridge that takes us all the way to the hotel, so we don't have to walk through any shady alleyways or anything like that. But it was fantastic. We're at the hotel bar, and, you know, we're pumped. There's a bunch of New Jersey Devil fans, and... we kind of tell them, you know, we get talking to two couples and they're buying us drinks and they're buying
they
us
were the older
and older we were pretty young. And you know, they're like, oh my God, Hawks fans and Devils fan, how, you know, what's up with that? And then you got to tell them the story, you know, and oh, it was the first game I saw on TV and it had, you know, Bobby Holik and Patrick Eliash and Sikora and yeah, you know, so you're going into it, and they're just buying you shots. And honestly, I felt like they're trying to, like...
swing with us or something?
Yeah, yeah. There were some feelers going that way.
They were buying us, like, Cinnamon Toast Crunch shots, like these sugary...
Sugar. Oh my
God. At one point, I was... Oh,
well, she couldn't do it, so I was taking it for her.
Yeah, he was.
Which, for you know, the people that don't know me, that's a bad idea. For the ones that do.
So this actually leads into that first question. Tell me your best puking story. There's a couple, so we can choose this one for now. Sure.
Well, this was probably the most embarrassing one. The hotel was arranged by my lovely mom, who is a flight attendant for a certain airline. And it's the hotel that the... flight attendants stay at, and so she arranged it that way. So not that anybody like knows her there, but that means there's more of the airline employees there, and I don't know how it was linked to her, but anyways, first of all, there's two queen beds, and Savannah demanded we share a bed.
Are you freaking kidding
which
me?
Which I thought was ridiculous. I think if there's two queen beds, just splurge.
I like to sleep with my partner.
But you're
oh,
in the same
so
room.
Sorry.
You're in the same room. Anyway, okay. This could be a topic. I mean, we could talk about this for hours.
I roll.
Right? Anyways, that's what led to it. I was totally fine. Totally fine. Was I drunk? Absolutely.
He was not totally spinning? Fine. That is absolutely 100 million freaking percent a lie.
Well, if you didn't decide to get in the bed with me, all of a sudden heat just... destroyed.
Yeah, because this would have never happened.
Couldn't get out of bed.
Get in bed.
So I had to relieve myself on the carpet flooring. By the way, thank you for cleaning it all up, baby.
Wow.
That's the day I fell in love with you.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you always...
You have some of these stories, too.
You take too long to decide you're going to go puke. When I feel like I'm going to puke, I go to the bathroom. You just, like, lay there and lay there. So he starts puking from the edge of the bed, and he makes a whole trail on this carpet. Luckily, we were leaving the next day, and he finally makes it to the bathroom. I have to clean it up with towels. We have to throw these puke towels out in the hallway. Like you would with... And it's not a little bit. Sorry if you don't, like, puke.
This is a bad topic. I will say that's not the worst experience I had still, though.
Yeah, so there's more. We are not going to go into that right now. We had to put the towels out for, like, where you put food room service trays, like, just out in the hallway, and it stunk so bad.
Ugh. Yeah. Not my best moment.
Yeah.
But, you know, lesson learned. And you grow from mistakes. And I think, you know, this generation doesn't take enough, you know, risk. Everything's so, like, you know, easy peasy, you know, this mm-hmm. and that. Parents do this for you and whatnot. You know, that's not what it's about. We're from a generation that had to pick ourselves from, you know, our own bootstraps. Gosh darn it. And that's what we did.
Well, let's... What's the most extravagant thing you'd spend your money on if you won the lottery? What's the most extravagant thing?
Most extravagant. That's a big word. I don't like heights. I don't think I'd want to fly necessarily. A yacht would be kind of cool. I mean, what kind of money are we talking about?
We won the lottery. It's big money.
What, like 300 mil? Is that what we're talking about? We're talking about like a mil.
No, like...
Give me like a number. Give me a... Because I mean, I can get extravagant.
10 mil.
10 mil? What am I doing with 10 mil?
Don't think sensible.
I'm buying something. I'm buying something cool. Man, I've always wanted like a car. Something pimped out. Big rims. Spinners. Oh, my God. Bring the spinners back. The spinner rims?
That's what you want.
I think so. I think I'm getting an Escalade with spinners.
Do you want
blacked out.
Who was it that did that one show? Like, pimped out cars? He, like, stole your car?
Yeah. And, like, pimped it out. What was his Pimp name? My Ride.
I guess
that show was just BS completely, but I wouldn't give him that car. But yeah, I spinners, man.
Okay.
Love me spinners.
I like it.
Question two. What is the most challenging part about being a stay-at-home working mom?
I'd like to point out stay-at-home and working.
Stay-at-home working mom.
I know. I just want to point that out to the listeners. I'm not just a stay-at-home mom. I also work. And I think one of the hardest things is there's a lot of hard things. So it's hard to say all the hard things. Now I just am thinking about penises. Hard penises.
Can we say that? Can we say that on this show?
I think this is like HBO. Yeah? Okay.
I mean, they show penises on HBO, so.
I think we really have, we've been working on trying to figure things out with getting me to a better place. Because, so newborns are hard. So the newborn era, newborn time was super hard for me, just emotionally and mentally. And then getting past that, I think we were just figuring out how I had to take care of Oliver all day, and he was very, very needy. And then, of course, he wasn't sleeping well until like 6-7 months at night. And so then I had to work at night, and it just felt like my whole life was consumed by, I didn't have any time with my husband. Like, he got home from work and then he just got to sit on the couch and like watch TV, and that's fine because he had a whole day of work and he was tired, but I had a whole day of work too, and then I had to keep working because I had a job. Recently, we started doing daycare for Oliver 2 days a week, thankful to my lovely, amazing husband for funding that endeavor. But he only goes 2 days a week for 4 hours, so he goes 8 hours a week, and it has changed our lives. I feel like it's amazing. I finally get time to like sit down and do the work that I can't do with him. And then he goes for nap. Like, he naps for 2 to 3 hours. So that's another time that I get to work. Eventually that will end when he gets older. But then hopefully I can like shove him in school and then have all day to drink and shit.
drink and shit?
And shit. So I think that would be the hardest part. Just, like, trying to balance it all and also keep my marriage good. I mean, when you have to work and take care of a child all day, it just gets so rough.
Well, me and Oliver appreciate everything you do for us.
Oh.
I just want to say that.
Okay, next question for you. Oh. I'm kind of, like, skipping through mine. Like, I'm looking to see which one that I want you to answer next.
How many questions do you have?
I have, like, 8. I don't know.
What is it?
Okay, if you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Man.
I wish I could, like, put in my guess, but then, like, you might say that, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll be honest if I was right or not.
Fried schnitzel.
With what?
With potato salad.
I was right.
Yeah. It was either that or fried cheese. For those that don't know, fried schnitzel is fried chicken.
But it's not fried chicken.
Well, yeah. Like, fried chicken's not chicken, which took me, you know, chicken, 20 years to, being in this country to realize that is the most stupid thing.
No one knows what you're talking about. Chicken fried steak is what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Fried chicken, just like if you got a Zell's or KFC, that's not the fried chicken we're talking about.
It's not. No.
It's like flat chicken breast that's like breaded and fried. Yeah,
there's no bone. There's no...
Yeah. Yep. It's like flat.
Yep.
There's
yep.
like a big piece.
Beat down.
Kind of looks like a pancake.
You gotta beat it down.
But it's freaking good.
It's freaking good. You bread it. You fry it.
You eat it with potato salad.
There's potato salad. Or boiled... potatoes.
That's what I like to eat it with.
Butter.
And I like to eat tartar on the side. And it's not like American tartar. It's totally different.
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame.
And this is a Czech dish, if that wasn't clear.
I usually gain about 20 pounds when I go to Europe.
Ooh. Over the summertime. I think one of the first or second year you came home and I was like, I noticeably saw your weight gain at the airport.
Well, yeah. I mean, back then I used to play hockey. What? Practice twice a week, on ice. Off ice twice a week, have 2-3 games on the weekend. I gotta eat some schnitzel. I gotta keep up. I got what, like 5-6 thousand calorie diet?
You're not Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps is probably on a 10,000 calorie diet. That guy's a beast. Plus, you know, he's got the munchies. That guy's gotta put the food down. And he can't be just putting down some bad stuff, you know, on a Saturday night. He has to be putting some good stuff the other 6 days of the week.
So back to 2010 history. I don't know when Michael Phelps was big, but man, he went back.
Oh, he's still big.
He's I could just think about penises. Okay, next.
Was that me or was that you?
That was me. You're talking about Michael Phelps.
My question?
Yeah.
Michael Phelps? I don't know. If you had a ball pass, that should be hall pass. That's a padism. If you had a hall pass, who would it be used on?
So I feel like I should explain what a hall pass is, and this has been shown in a few movies/shows. I'll say the most popular is... or for me, at least, is Friends, when they're talking about, like, their list of 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
And Chandler and Monica are making it, and I think probably Rachel and Ross. So they, like, name the top 5 people, or 5 people that they could sleep with if they ran into them. And usually they're famous. So if I had a hall pass, so what are my requirements? Like, it has to be somebody famous.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be somebody we know. It can't be like, you know, the next door neighbor, you know. That'll get me, you know, asking some other questions.
Making sure. Okay.
You know, apparently that guy knows how to party, though. Last night they were having a good rager. But yeah, it has to be somebody we don't know.
Okay, so.
Preferably famous.
Okay, so I am not a human who looks at people and is like sexually attracted to them. It's only ever really happened with you, and that's kind of why I married you. So I'll say that to to put this there. So I don't have a lot of
thought. Let me down easy, baby.
No, I just don't have a lot of thought into this. But I will say my type is... I feel like Fat's going to be mad at me if I say this. Oh,
I know what you're going to say.
I like fat guys. Yep. Fat, funny guys. I thought she was
chubby, but no, she just went chubby. Fat.
Okay, whatever. Chubby, funny guys are my type. They're fluffy. I love fluffy.
Is this going to be freaking Fluffy the Iglesia or whatever that comedian?
No.
The Hispanic comedian?
No, and I will say, I just can't think of any fluffy men out there that I'm like, baby, give it to me. I don't know.
It's 2020. It could be a girl.
I know. I mean, I've always said that if I had the chance, I would scissor Jennifer Aniston any day.
She's not fat. She's not chubby. What about Rosie O'Donnell?
But she's, ew. But she's like 50.
Oh. So the chubbiness ends with the guys?
No, I'm not attracted to girls. Like, I don't look at anybody and go, I want to have sex with them. Mm. I'm just trying to think, like, who I think. I've always said Jennifer Aniston. Like, she's 50 and look how amazing she looks. Like, my God. Mind blown. But I'm not into female genitalia. It's not my thing. Not my thing. So.
I definitely prefer it.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah.
And I prefer male genitalia.
Condosaur.
One
of these days we'll talk about my brilliant idea for a
what?
For a business.
Oh God. Okay. I don't know if I can decide.
You got nothing.
Oh my gosh.
You got nothing. Throw out a name. We'll laugh. I'll hate you. It'll be funny.
But he's not fat. But he's just super attractive. Okay. Ooh. But funny. What about... See, I don't think he's super attractive, but he's funny. Kristen Bell's husband. Dax Shepard. Mm. He's really funny.
Well, we're never watching his fucking show again. I'll tell you that much.
What's his show?
The Wheel. The big-ass wheel.
What?
Justin Timberlake, came up with it.
Okay, The Circle?
Remember that wheel? Not the Wheel of Fortune, but the big wheel. Oh,
yeah,
wheel.
Yeah. No, I love him in that.
Yeah, we're not good. Watching that again. Okay.
So I guess that's the best I got.
Cool. Well,
okay, so next question for... I know. I'm so bad, not like... I love you, I'm attracted to you.
That's stupid.
Okay. what's your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, man. I don't know if I got one. I don't know if I got one.
So you ask me and you make fun of me for not having one?
Well, no. I just have so many. You know, that's the problem there. I mean, the worst part is they all lead to puke. They're all based on puke. It's either me puking in my suitcase or me puking at, you know, the hotel my mom sets up. Or... me puking and then us making love in the puke because it's pitch black dark because it's, you know, Ellensburg and our friends are looking for us.
Wait, is that an embarrassing moment for you?
Well, it is embarrassing when you walk into the party and people say, hey, there's puke on you.
There was puke on me.
I know, but I was with you.
I wasn't embarrassed.
Well... that's where we differ. Huh?
I know. I don't get embarrassed very easily.
I do.
Well, then tell me your most embarrassing moment. You get embarrassed so easily.
Definitely that. I mean.
Really? That didn't even happen to you. That was me.
But it I'm was, my you know, voice. But we were together. No, I'll say this. I'm a rambler.
Oh, shit.
And a couple weeks ago, we were watching our wedding video and.
Just that his grandpa shot. We couldn't afford a real
videographer. Yeah. But I don't know why somebody didn't tackle me down.
I tried.
Shoot me with a laser. Taser. Jesus. I'm dyslexic, by the way. Don't make fun of me.
Okay. Undiagnosed.
And self-diagnosed. I rambled for 10 drunk minutes. I swear. Why did not anybody stop me?
Because looking it's your at wedding.
Cringeworthy.
It's your wedding.
Stop me. Break my body. This is embarrassing. That was definitely up there.
That, honestly, watching it was a little cringeworthy, so.
I feel like we should have like asked each other these questions before so we could have thought about it to have something really juicy.
I like this.
You like the real stuff?
Yeah. I like the off the beat real answer.
Okay.
You're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, hit me.
Hit ya. I'm going to hit ya. What am I going to hit you with? Ooh. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm grown up.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Happy.
You got that from your grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandma Lucy. I just want to be happy. Isn't that the ultimate goal? To be happy and to have done something with your life? What do I want to have done with it? Because I don't think... I'm not, like... I don't need some big job. I want to be a good mother and a good wife. Those would make me happy. But I also want to have, like, helped somebody. But I help you every day, so...
I put my pants on somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't without with you. For you. Jesus. I wouldn't put my pants on.
That's my answer. I want to be happy when I grow up.
Love it.
That is a Snoopy...
little cartoon snippet.
Comic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Got I have it framed. Up. And you know what? I haven't seen it for years. But that just connects with mm-hmm. me so much.
It was a good one.
Yeah. Oh, ba-doop. I wonder what story you're going to tell with that one. Okay.
Probably not a good one.
Where do you want to retire?
Man. You know, growing up, I always thought I'd end up in the motherland, just one way or another. You know, working or doing something big there. You know, I never saw myself doing anything big here because I didn't ever think I'd, you know, stood out or anything, but... I don't know. I mean, personally, I'd love to retire. I mean, somewhat close to friends, but I'd love to have a big open ranch, you know, learn how to horseback ride, have a few animals. Not like in the country. I don't want to move to like Alaska and like live with the bears or something, but I'm also not into heat, so screw the beaches. I couldn't do that, like, 365, you know? Eastern Washington would be awesome, I think, personally. It gets cold, but what? Fly to Phoenix?
But I like the snow.
For a couple months? Yeah. So.
So we're going to be snowbirds.
I want to be a snowbird, for sure. For sure. Phoenix, Tucson.
I wouldn't mind.
That'd be great.
Can I come?
You're invited. You're invited.
There was a big pause there.
Plus one. Well, you know.
Big pause.
Had to get real. Had to get real. Wow. Anyways, I think that'd be fantastic. You know, just doing the old get a cowboy hat. You know, do the John Wayne shit. A little John Wayne. You know, that'd be cool. I'd be down for that.
So I am now Susan. Move on to the next topic.
What?
Next question.
Next. I just asked that, didn't I?
No,
you asked that. Well, that's
oh,
good.
My Lord.
We need, like, hand gestures. You go. You
boom.
Go. You
boom.
Go.
Boom.
You go. Oh. How do you cut your sandwich? Getting deep.
Straight.
Straight shooter?
That's down freaking, the middle. Not diagonally.
Stupid. How do you dip?
Okay,
that
first
makes
of all.
No sense.
You don't cut your sandwich. I've never once in our 10 years together seen you cut a sandwich diagonally. So
I'll say this, guys. Before we get, you know, you guys get really invested in this awesome podcast, I want to say this. Savannah loves to say never and always to almost, no, to everything. Always, never, everything. I have definitely, certainly... cut my sandwiches multiple times over these 10 years, and every time it's diagonal.
Lies.
You know, one of these days.
So let's just forward or pre whatever face this with this is a discussion that he had in a group chat with his friends, his super fun friends. that have super super important conversations. And I'm pretty sure Patrick always chooses the what is that called? The side that's losing. He always chooses the side, the underdog side. He always chooses the side that the least people are on. I have never, and I mean never, seen you cut a sandwich diagonally. So this is BS.
It's funny because a couple months ago I did it.
No, you did not. And when you eat sandwiches on bread, you do not rarely eat sandwiches on sandwich bread.
Sandwich bread is disgusting.
So what are you cutting diagonally?
Baguette. A little baguette.
That's a diagonal cut. You're not cutting that in half. That's totally different than what the conversation you were having with your friends is and what you just asked me.
How do you cut your sandwich?
Down the middle.
Well, it's stupid. That's all I'm going to say. Can't dip.
This is such a heated conversation. This is ridiculous. You don't eat sandwiches, so you can't... They're not talking about baguette sandwiches. They're talking sandwiches. About... Of course you cut baguette on the diagonal. Duh. We're talking about regular sandwiches. That's the debate here.
Still cut them diagonally. If I make a sandwich, I'm cutting diagonally.
Mm-mm. Now you will.
I have. Always. Today, I made Oliver a grilled cheese sandwich, and I cut it straight. I will admit that.
I've never even seen you cut his sandwich diagonally.
I did it not today. Like I said, last time I made it was diagonal. And you even mentioned it. That's where the funny part of never, always.
That is a everyone should see my face right now. This is ridiculous.
Well, we're not Howard Stern. We don't have video. This is a podcast.
I'm so angry right now. What's your freaking dream vacation? I'm so mad. So angry.
Dream vacation.
Mine right now is being away from this conversation.
So away from me? We're getting pretty close on that one. Definitely not a cruise. Because that's awful. That just sounds miserable.
You've never been on one, so you don't even know.
People get kidnapped.
Yes.
But all the time.
I haven't been kidnapped.
You went once.
I wasn't kidnapped.
So you're one for one. Congrats.
I'm one for zero.
You know? There's baseball players that are one for one, too.
I'm one for zero.
One for one successful cruise.
Oh.
You know? There's other people that are 0 for 1. Have you ever heard about them? No, you haven't.
Crime junkies.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so what's your... I didn't ask what your least dream vacation is. I asked what your dream vacation is.
The least amount of work is my dream vacation.
So staying home.
No tours, no hikes, no long walks on the beach to nowhere. I want to lay down somewhere and relax. No sound would be glorious. You know what? Alaska or Montana sounding pretty good right about now. Not right now, now. But like summertime.
I'm glad you guys are getting to know the real Patrick. Because I am too. Because as much as he may think he wants to lay on the beach and be alone or whatever, alone, quiet, all of that, he loves to go explore new things and to see things. He pushes me sometimes. So we can all just think you want to be alone and lay on the beach. That's fine.
It also has nothing to do with heights. I don't know what my dream thing is. I just know what I don't want is more of it.
That's terrible. 2020, figure out what you want. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. It's good to get those things out of the way, sure. But then, bye-bye. Think about the things you want.
Bye-bye. Yeah, no, that's fair. I need to think about my life a little bit more. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Since you're all tatted up, head to toe.
Oh, my Lord. I have 3 tattoos. They're small.
If you had to get a tattoo right now, what would it be?
I know the exact answer to this question.
There you go.
I was about to get this tattoo. for a surprise for you. And I can't believe I'm telling you this because I still have not decided I don't want it. I still want it.
Is it going to be in a dirty place?
No. I was about to get it, and then I got pregnant with Oliver.
Boo.
And so I couldn't get it, or I guess I could have, but you're not supposed to get tattooed when you're pregnant.
Yes, we care about, you know, infant children.
I told one of my close friends I was going to get it and everything, and I still really love the idea, and Patrick's going to hate it. He's going to roll his eyes, he's going to puke, and he's going to ask me not to do it.
Please don't be like a name that you're going to tattoo on your body.
Oh, hey.
Please, no.
So, I would have to draw it out for you, but it's an R. So, our last name.
Okay.
That's all it is. And it's an R, and it would be like, it would go on my side right here.
Yeah.
And like up. Like to my breast, I'm trying to explain to them because they can't see me up on my breast level, but like on my side, so below my armpit, it would be like a pretty cursive R, and then it goes down, so you're at the end of the R, but then it keeps on going and it goes into like a heart.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
It wouldn't say Patrick or anything, and I guess I could play the R off as anything.
You could,
but. I just am truly and so in love with you. You're my soulmate, and
I'm rolling my eyes right now.
I would have loved to have that on me, and maybe I will do it one day. And I can't believe I just told you that.
Well, you know, now you're going to have to change it up. Now you can't do it. Now you can't be a surprise. Now you get in, you're going to be like, look, I got a surprise. I'm going to be like, but it's an R. It's a heart. Cursive. Oh, my God. How did I know? I had a buddy in hockey, actually, and we were playing in Canada, and we're all getting dressed and whatnot, you know, and he's there, and he's all being kind of, like, you know, trying to cover himself up, like, not show his front, or, you know, whatever, and we're like, what the hell, you know, and we noticed that he had, the bandages on him, and so we're like, what the hell, you know, like, what happened? Well, he decided to get a tattoo of his girlfriend at the time. I think her name was Ashley or something like that. And
oh, my God.
Well, in between of him getting the tattoo and the tournament, they broke up. And so we basically, you know, we were coming up with ideas what he's going to do. So we either said, well, his body's either a list. So every girl that, you know, he dates, he's going to have to write a name.
He was only dating her?
For like 2 years or something like that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we're like, either it's a list and he's going to have to, you know, start crossing off. Or he can only date an Ashley. And then like put like a, you know, Roman numeral. Ashley 1, 2, you know. I think he ended up. Well, you can't just point at me. I mean, you got to ask me. Oh, wait, you're pointing. Yeah. It's you. No, I asked the tattoo.
Oh.
What do you mean? You can't? No.
We're just sitting here pointing at each other. Okay. This is really good podcasting.
7:10 a.m. ESPN Radio.
I don't think you can say that. Okay. Maybe one last question each. Oh, no. I don't know. I'm wondering what you're going to say to this question. So what's the craziest night you've ever had?
Yeah, see, this is the type of question we need to be asking prior.
Why? No, I want your true... What comes to your head first is what's probably going to be the good answer. It's my wine glass. Taking a sip. Since they can hear that, they probably know there's an ice cube in my wine.
Yeah, very classy.
Super classy. We so just bought classy. It. It was warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my friends will understand. Okay. Yeah. Craziest night ever. You got nothing?
I mean, maybe the time I got chased by a helicopter. Cop helicopter.
I knew this was going to be it.
I mean, that's up there. That's got to be up there. I mean, how many people can say that they've been chased on foot by a police helicopter? I mean,
maybe high school. Maybe you should tell the story so people can decide if you were actually chased by a helicopter.
Okay. For all those people that were chased by a helicopter, you know what I'm talking about. You just know. You just know. Like, there's no guessing.
Please message us if you have been chased by a helicopter before.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Hit really, subscribe honestly.
Wherever podcasts are found.
Oh, God.
And then let us know.
Okay.
But anyways, you know, it's a typical high school party.
Message us on Facebook. Make sure to like our page.
Yes, please. Please hit that click button.
Share it. Please.
But yeah, it's a typical high school party, and we're just doing our own thing and having a good time, doing what we're not supposed to be doing. And here, you know, everybody's talking about the cops are coming. And so we're, you know, me and a couple buddies are like, well, let's you know, blow this popsicle stand, you know, take it somewhere else. And so another one of our friends has a couple of racks of beer, right? So in his car, or his truck, and so we're going to go pick it up. So we walk out of the house and we go to the truck. And of course, we're carrying, you know, a couple of racks of beer in high school. And you know, we see the helicopter hovering around, and we see, like, not like a you know, a bright light on us, but basically that, like, infrared or whatever, right? Like you can kind of see it on the ground. You can see a circle. So you know it's coming at you, right? So me and my one other buddy, we had a few beers at that point. And look, Savannah, first of all, you weren't there. Second of all, you've never been chased by a helicopter. So, of course,
I have to interrupt. But, why is there cops? Why are they using their helicopter resources to go after a freaking high school party in Covington? There's no way. There's no way. There must have been the freaking, like, mass murder or robber out there that they were trying to search for.
Well, if there was a mass murder or robber out there at the same time we're having a party, then that's a small world, and I don't believe that. I think they were there for us because we were so cool.
Helicopter. Okay.
But anyways, so me and my buddy, we don't talk, you know, nothing. All of a sudden, we're flipping this helicopter off. Like, just both hands up, you know, not giving a fuck, right? Then we start walking, right? A couple blocks away where we parked. And this thing is following us. I mean, you'd have to be there or you've gotten chased by a helicopter. It was following us. I mean, that's just what was happening.
You were paranoid. You were all hyped up. You thought it was following you.
So we knew we couldn't drive. Oh, so Lord. That was out. We also knew we had to get rid of these beers. So we chuck them over the fence at one of the houses. And we walk out of the neighborhood. The helicopter is not following us at that point. We walk out of the neighborhood. All of a sudden, you see cop cars. Because you can see two entrances into the neighborhood. They just roll in at the same time, right? So they are trying to bust something in through all the entrances and making sure nobody gets out. Like, that was for real. And this cop car jumped.
What?
It was going so fast, it jumped over, like, the roadway a little bit.
This is, like, my plane hovering story. Like, that's not real. You just were so hyped up in your head that you think this all happened. Patrick, a high school party? Really? They put in, what were you guys doing there?
Okay, goody two shoes. I know you were like the perfect child and your mom didn't have to worry about you. Oh, you went to a couple parties. That's so cute.
That got broken up by cops.
Oh my goodness. I just want to rub your cheeks. That's so cute. Okay. Anyways.
Cops don't come in like that.
Well, this is the country.
Oh, my
This is the country, Lord. Okay? And, we wised up and we decided to go to the house where we chuck the beer and jump over the fence, get the beer back, and jump into our buddy's car. Then we continue the party at home. Just a bunch of bros doing a bunch of bros.
You know how I feel about this story.
No, that's okay. What is one of your New Year's resolutions?
I have a lot. So every year, me and Patrick, within the first couple weeks of January, we go out without Oliver. It's only like the second year of that. to like a restaurant, have drinks and dinner or lunch, and talk about our New Year's resolutions and see what we want for the year for ourselves individually, as a couple, as a family, and like career goals. And so let me bring up my notes, guys. Let's see what's going on. It's right here. So one of my biggest ones is community service. I really want to start doing more community service. I want to show Oliver that life is more than just about us as individuals. I want to show him that it's about the people around us.
So if you guys got any ideas, let us know.
Please. Oh my gosh. I would love that.
Yeah. We're definitely looking around.
Something that could be like kid friendly, but also not kid friendly. I can do it without him as well.
And an actual impact. Something actually impactful. You know, that will do something good for society.
A couple of my other ones that I actually got from my friend Laura is become more intellectual/articulate. Patrick actually added that to his list too. Just how we speak. I mean, she was saying we both had babies recently, and you get the mom brain, you get dumb, and you lose words, and you don't know how to talk to people anymore. So that's one thing. For a couple, one of our goals is this podcast. To start it, here we are. And
we're doing it.
We're doing it. So here that is. I really want to ride a horse. But fun fact I learned is you can't ride a horse. Well, I heard that you can't ride a horse if you're over 200 pounds. I'm over 200 pounds.
Only by a few.
But I Googled it and it says that, correct me if I'm wrong, it says that a horse should only hold 20% of his weight. So what was the math on that? So like a 1,000-pound horse can hold a 200-pound person. So I'm like, okay, I just have to find a bigger horse that can hold me. So that's now my goal. Another one is to remember things about people. And this one's getting a little creepy because I can't seem to remember, like, what are you blowing?
I just blew that fly into my scotch. So that didn't work out.
It's whiskey. It says it right there.
Scotch is whiskey.
I know, but it says whiskey on there, so why are we calling it whiskey? This is
rye whiskey. Yeah. Okay, so whiskey. I blew the fly into my whiskey.
Okay.
Scotch is whiskey.
I'm talking about something important right now, Patrick.
Well, you asked me. I didn't interrupt.
I want to write things down about people that I meet because I can't seem to remember important facts. So I already have...
like diagonal sandwich cutting.
Honestly, if... Honestly, if somebody dies and they like come back to me and they see the notes in my phone, it's going to be really creepy. But I swear I'm just trying to like remember nice things about people.
Yeah, your notes weren't working like half an hour ago and you were freaking out at local Trader Joe's.
My notes and my reminder list are very important. Okay, so on to Patrick's, one of his last questions here.
Let's do two more. How about that?
Yeah, two more, baby. Okay, I'll do that one last. What are the top three things on your bucket list? Go.
Top three things on the bucket list.
Go. First three things that come to mind.
Be in a movie.
Okay.
As an actor.
Okay.
Get to meet a New Jersey Devil.
Okay.
Player.
In person.
Like.
Shake his hand.
And hang out.
Hang out?
Like have a beer. Have a beer with them.
Oh, crap.
Like a current player though. Not like an ex, you know.
Like whenever they're current.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the third one.
Never heard these.
You know, this is a funny one. I don't like heights, but I want to get a pilot's license.
You've said that. I've heard that one.
Yeah, I actually, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to tackle some of my fears. So like, I used to not be able to go on a ladder. Now I have to go on a ladder, quite significantly.
I'm writing that down on your 2020 goals.
And so
you didn't say that.
I'm starting to get scared of flying a little bit, and so I feel like if I get a pilot's license, I can conquer that a little bit. But you're also in control as the pilot. I think what I get scared of is when I don't have the control over things, you know? Yeah. And so that's something that I would love to be able to do before I hit the bucket.
Hit the bucket, you say?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. What do we got here?
Don't hit the bucket.
What is the best pickup line that you know.
That's the best one ever. Now I have to think of it. Interlude, interlude, interlude. What does that actually mean? What does interlude mean?
I don't even know what you're saying.
Is that when you're like in the middle? I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. I'm going to get this fly out of my whiskey.
I'm trying to think of it because I feel like I'm going to say it wrong.
Scotch, scotch, scotch. I do love my scotch.
It's whiskey, whiskey, whiskey.
Okay, it's whiskey, Jesus. Whiskey, whiskey.
It literally says, get me scotch. I get it.
Get
I
me
get
scotch.
It.
I don't know.
This was a gift. Don't be rude.
Well,
don't be rude. Okay. Hey, baby.
Hey, boys, if you're listening to this, you're going to love it.
Want to get some pizza and have some sex tonight?
No.
Oh, yeah, I don't like pizza either.
Hey, hey, hey. That is a classic. That is a classic. Oh, man.
Oh, that was great. That's a good one.
Everybody. Oh,
man.
Okay.
I do love that one. Hashtag I do love pizza. So
yeah.
Last question for Patrick. What advice would you give your younger self?
I guess the biggest thing, you know, when you're young, you see the world totally differently. Maybe, you know, childhood eyes or however that saying goes, but I guess the biggest thing is to not lose that, you know, to still have those dreams, even if they're crazy dreams. Like, you want to be the president, right? You want to be inventor of something or whatever you want to do. To not lose that when the world just brings you down. And I think I had those moments, especially after college and after we got, you know, back from Europe, where, you know, the world works differently than what you imagine it. And when sometimes you get some curveballs thrown at you, you can get down about it, and you can get you know, cynical a little bit, and just depressed about it, and you know, you kind of lose those thoughts and the ideas that you had, you know, growing up and what you wanted to do. And so I would say, no matter how hard it gets, just keep going with it. Maybe change the ideas a little bit, but to not forget about them completely. Because even if there's hard times for a while, especially in your 20s, I do believe it gets somewhat easier as life goes on with the things you learn, the people you meet, and we constantly meet new people. And it's fantastic.
That was really great.
That was a ramble. That's how I felt.
No, it's so great. That was a ramble. But that also leads me into maybe a little mini story about the moment I fell in love with you. So me and Patrick used to have long phone conversations at night. And he says he doesn't remember. And we used to spend hours on the phone together. And he says he doesn't remember, so clearly this
I remember the phone calls. Well, I mean, maybe I don't remember specifics.
You told me one time that you didn't really remember even having long phone calls with me.
We used to Skype and phone all the time. You used to buy a phone card.
No, not in Europe. It was just when we were here.
We had them for a while. You know, the typical, you hang up. No, you hang up first. No, okay. You hang up
so first. We were doing one of those one night. And, you know, sometimes it would be, like, just silent on the phone. But I asked him, like, what's his biggest dream? And he told me that he would maybe possibly, actually, he sounded pretty confident. He was like, I would, like, love to one day be, you know, the Prime Minister of Czech Republic. It's not even what it's called anymore. I can't even say what it's called.
No, it's still Czech Republic. No, it's Czech Republic.
He's not going to say it, and I can't remember it. Anyway, so he said he wanted to be the Prime Minister, and he kept talking on and on about it, and I don't know. If you know me, you know I'm not good at geography or politics or anything like that. I try, but...
Yeah, what WTF is a Prime Minister, she probably was thinking. Some janitor at a local elementary school. I asked him what it
was. Anyway, so he talked about it so passionately, and I was like, this guy is going places, and he has dreams, and I just fell in love with him on that phone conversation.
And that's how you play the game, boys.
love you.
Well, yeah. I love you too. Last question?
Yeah.
All right, this is a big one. Is everybody ready? This has been a long debate.
He's looking in the microphone like...
I'm looking in. He's looking deeply into your souls. In. All right. Long debate. We need the answer. Does pineapple go on pizza?
No shit.
No shit it doesn't?
No shit it does. And it's don't... What do you mean a debate? You love pineapple on pizza.
But it's a debate. It's a long-standing debate in society.
Okay, do you want to know my stance on it? Pineapple goes on pizza. And you know what doesn't go on pizza is cucumber. Kramer thought cucumber doesn't go... Cucumber goes on pizza. It doesn't. But you know what? His point was... I'm talking about Seinfeld again. Kramer wanted to have his own pizza pie place where people made their own pizza.
Seinfeld probably six times.
I need to restart it again. Anyway, so he wanted to open a pizza place similar to like Mod Pizza, but you actually were doing like the putting the pizza toppings on.
You put and your hands in the dough and you really get you do in it, there.
You throw it, you put it in the pizza you oven. You make
your own pie.
He really wanted to do that. And like, so he was getting taught by this guy who was like investing in the restaurant, and he's like putting cucumber on his pizza. And this is an Italian guy. And he goes, "You don't put cucumber on pizza." And he's like, Kramer's like, "Why not? It's my own pizza. That's the whole point." And the Italian guy's like, "No, you just don't do it." And Kramer's like, "This is the whole point of making your own pizza, making your own pizza pie." So, moral of the story is you can put anything on pizza. I don't think cucumber belongs on pizza. Okay. But... moral of the story again is anything you want goes on a pizza, and it's still a pizza. Pineapple belongs on pizza. It's delicious.
If you have your own opinion, please subscribe and hit that click button.
No, but seriously, this is the end of our first episode of our podcast. This was fun. This was super fun.
Yeah, I got to learn a few things about
you,
about your love for Dax, and
oh god,
it's great. I'm gonna sleep like a baby now.
We hope you enjoyed listening. We're brand new to this, and we would so appreciate if you could leave a review and tell us how you think we're doing. And please subscribe. We want you to keep listening. We're gonna probably do episodes every 2 weeks, just getting into the whole editing game and all that jazz. So I'm not sure we can get one out every week. So every 2 weeks, we have a Facebook page as well. I think our URL is,
maybe you should write that down.
Huh? I know, I should have written that down, but I'm pretty sure it's this game of life. Anywho, maybe I'll plug that on the next episode. We'd love it if you give us a like on there as well. And please send any ideas for episodes that you have. We'd love to talk about that as well. So thank you for listening. I'm Savannah Royan.
I'm Patrick Royan.
And this is the first episode of This Game of Life, Husband and Wife Edition.
See you, everybody.
Bye. That's pretty good.